The sixth stage starts from the fundamenta della misericordia and ends in campo dei mori. The duration of this stage is roughly 20 minutes. Walk past the Scuola Grande della Misericordia, and next door to it, you'll find the elegant Baroque building Palazzo d'Alezze, possibly designed by Baldassare Longhena, and then, soon afterwards, turn right into the Campiello dei Trevisani. Campiello is a small square, which here, in this case, you also have a drinking fountain, and Trevisani are the people coming from Treviso and from the surrounding areas. There used to be a hospice for these people here on this very small square. Cross the bridge and turn left. You will find yourself again on a fondamenta, but what will catch your eye will be a small squero, which is a tiny shipyard where gondolas and other boats were built and repaired. In this particular case, the squero is no longer in use, but nonetheless quite popular. As you cross the bridge, you might be lucky to see the three of the bridge. These are three gorgeous cats who live on the small square, and they are looked after, taken care of, and fed, and even protected by the people living on the Corte dei Muti. Now, Muti is a surname of an old family living in Venice for hundreds of years. And when you pass the Corte dei Muti and turn left and then right, you will find yourself again on a fondamenta where a kind of a Moorish statue stands on your right-hand side next to Tintoretto's house. Jacopo Tintoretto had been living the whole of his life in his father's house. And the name Tintoretto is a nickname. His true name was Jacopo Robusti. But because of his father's job, who was in fact a cloth dyer, which in Venetian is tintore, so he was named after him, the Tintoretto. You recognize easily his house because of a medallion with his profile, which is located on the facade, and is also a plaque reminding us of his house. As you pass Tintoretto's house, on your right hand side, there is a statue standing right in the corner, Mr. Antonio Rioba, with a metal nose. And when you turn right and you find yourself on the Campo dei Mori, you will see two other statues, all wearing the same dresses, a long gown and a turban on the heads. So Venetians named them actually the Moors or Mori. Legend has that these people were very wealthy merchants who lived nearby, and Mr. Antonio Rioba is well known as being the voice of Venetians' disappointment at the government. Walk few steps further on your right-hand side, you will find the third craftsman, Momilia, which works glass beads in a very ancient way, but called vetro a lume. That is a lamplight glass blowing